Containment work is continuing in New South Wales ahead of the forecast very hot and windy conditions on Friday. The damage is becoming more clear too as people get back into the hard-hit areas. Almost 1,700 homes have been lost, with another 700 damaged. Our reporter Isabel Rowe is at a community meeting in Narooma on the state's south coast, and she joins us now. Isabel, what's happening there at the moment?
So the meeting is just wrapping up. There's probably 200 or 300 people that were meeting at the Narooma Golf Club today. This is part of a bit of a hub of a really large council area called the Yorubadala Shire, and they've been totally devastated in some areas. Just driving down the Prince's Highway into this area, you go through towns like Mogo that we've heard have been basically wiped out. There's just a few buildings standing. So people are gathering here to try and find out what's in store for the next couple of days, and the mood is certainly quite tense. And of course, people are still recovering from what has been a really stressful few days. We've heard from the RSPCA, we've heard from the RFS, and the mayor of this area, Liz Innes, started by just sort of outlining to people just how badly the damage has, the fires have damaged the area.
Probably all of you are aware that I think we're up to about 380 houses out. We've had very, very limited mobile reception and internet in the northern part of the Shire. We have had absolute areas of no electricity. We are really rallying around each other as a community. There are still a lot of people that have lost everything, and going forward they are absolutely going to need every ounce of support that they can possibly get.
The Yorubadala Shire Mayor Liz Innes. And Isabel, what are people being told about the situation there over the next few days with those temperatures forecast to rise again?
Yeah, so basically people have been asked today that if you're living in an area that is rural or in the middle of bushland in the Yorubadala Shire and there's fire in the area, that you should be leaving tomorrow. So be out by the end of tomorrow ahead of Friday. So that's not a direct evacuation order, but it's something that the RFS told the crowd today that people should really consider. People were asking questions about where the worst parts of fire are, and the answer is we just don't know. Obviously, if there's a fire in your area, you need to be particularly careful. But as for conditions on Friday, there will be that wind change again, and you know, people who may have not seen fire may start seeing it. So it's really a matter of watching at the moment.
Isabel Rowe, thank you. Our reporter Isabel Rowe in Narooma.